Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
There I am. Forgot to add myself to the stage there. Welcome to the Ridiculous Recap Show. I'm your host, Joe What a Day Lowry here, coming to you live on the Monty and the Pharaoh channel. I want to thank Monty and them and the crew for allowing me to do this, basically recapping the week in review in the world of professional wrestling and, of course, some of the happenings that develop here on the Monty and the Pharaoh channel. First off, I want to welcome everybody for tuning in live and on the replay, and especially everybody in the chat joining us. I deeply appreciate it. It's great to have your support, so thank you so much. And how are we doing here, folks? Are we winding down, whatever you want to call it, our St. Patrick's Day festivities, where there's plenty of corned beef and cabbage to go around for everybody who's pretty much Irish on this day. You know, I know back home in Boston, we saw some of the videos coming in, and boy, I got to tell you, kind of don't miss those days. They showed some of the scenes from the college kids getting on the train, and it was just insane. Reminding me of the old Patriots celebrations back in the day when we'd take the trains in town. You'd have to wait for like five or six trains to go by just to get a train. But nonetheless, everybody's still reveling in the St. Paddy's Day festivities. And, you know, what the heck? You know, so it's been a crazy, another weird week in professional wrestling. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff not happening with WrestleMania right around the corner. But, let's start recapping. So here we go. First off, I'm going to kick it off with this week's past Raw. Check this out from early this week.
I'm Joe Lowry, and this is your Raw recap. Houston, we have a problem. Drew is in the ring, who still insists that Seth is a junkie. Seth comes out and says, I don't care. Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch put on match of the night with Becky picking up the win. Out comes Rhea. Liv says she'll get to her later. Then Rhea tells Becky, stop fighting everyone. Pierce and Aldis announce a six-pack ladder match for the tag belts at Mania. Ho-hum. Judgment Day hears about this, and they ain't happy. Travis Scott, the rapper, is in the house. The Rock, Bad Bunny, and John Cena were all at the Oscars. Maxine Dupri and Ivy Nile take on Lorraine Hartwell. Lorraine tells Maxine she's an embarrassment. The fans don't like her, and her dead brother would agree. Wait, what? Lorraine Hartwell get the win. Priest gets R-Truth in the ring tonight. Cody says the story has changed, and he cries. Liv and Becky make up. Nia puts the man through a table. Kabuki Warriors bury Stark and Baszler. Andrade in the Judgment Day may be in business. Priest takes care of R-Truth. Gunther tells Jackie Redmond he wishes anyone who challenges him for the Intercontinental title good luck. Jay challenges Jimmy at Mania. Well, it's main event time. Sammy once, Sammy twice, Sammy is going to WrestleMania. I'm Joe Lowry, and this has been your Raw Recap.
That's right, folks. That's my Raw Recap that can be seen every Tuesday morning, actually throughout the channel throughout the week. In case you don't want to stay up for Raw and wait 3 hours and suffer through stuff like I do, you can go ahead and catch my Raw Recap in less than, I try to do it under 2 minutes, you know, because it's just so much. I think I counted about 47 and a half minutes of commercials this week, which led to not much in-ring time. And I got to tell you, we talked about this on the 30, Dan, Benny, the president, ESO, everybody, we talked about it. Just a very lackluster Raw this past week, especially, what are we, 3 weeks out of WrestleMania. Wasn't impressed. Seth and Drew, boring, boring, boring. I don't know what else to say. That storyline is pretty, I feel like it's run its course. That's probably why they get the bloodline involved in all this stuff. But nonetheless, Sami Zayn wins the big match there, the gauntlet match. And a lot of people were upset at that. Social media took that one by storm and said they were very upset that Sami Zayn is going to be battling Gunther. I mean, sure, it's a good match, but is that a WrestleMania type match? Some people would not agree. I don't see him being the one to dethrone Gunther. If he is, we are in trouble creatively wise. But nonetheless, Raw, what else happened? Oh, yeah, of course, the big one. I did a wrestling minute on this one. The outburst by Candice LeRae to Maxine Dupri over her dead brother and her wrestling skills, and people don't like her. As mentioned earlier this week, I said it just wasn't in good taste. The timing was off. There was no reason for it. The bottom line was they don't have a storyline together. There's no chemistry there. And then you go ahead and do something like that. And of course, only the people at home could hear what was going on. And then the people in the arena were like, what is going on? So it was kind of tough to watch, but I understand what Candice LeRae was doing and the writers and so forth. But you know, the production of all that, just wrong place, wrong time. If you did that scenario in backstage, then had the match, then game on. So you know what, with that stuff. So anyways, that was Raw this week. You know, as we move forward with WrestleMania, there's really just two, three Raws left. And really the card's just now shaping up, but just not impressed overall. Just really not impressed so far. I mean, you have the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, The Rock, Cody, Seth, hijacking night one. And then they'll do it again on night two. So that leads, you know, all the other wrestlers. I feel bad for LA Knight. He seems to be buried in all this after what's been going on. He was like right there at the top when The Rock and CM Punk and everybody else came back. And of course, CM Punk may be involved in the WrestleMania in some way. I guess I read somewhere there were like five possible scenarios, three of which are either announcing, hosting, pre-show. One had him going as far as being a special guest referee. Not really sure about that. He still is injured, but if he can get in the ring and do that, then who's to say that he's not able to really get back in the ring. So nonetheless, well, moving on here, Tuesday, Blah Night, NXT, Blah. Carmelo Hayes finally confronted with the Trick Williams there. They're going to have their big match at NXT the day of WrestleMania. That really no excitement going on there as well. I watch it. I see the talent that's up and coming here, Chase University, all those guys. Sean Spears is back. He's actually going to be lending his talent, his head, all that stuff to the organization. Good for them. William Regal's son is the Dempsey's his last name. He is actually the son of William Regal, and he's the current Heritage Cup champion. So, you know, I kind of watch it. It's a good developmental thing. I like to see some of the wrestlers that I used to interview. Ren Sinclair, a.k.a. Maddie Rinkowski from back in the day. She's been a what-a-day guest and so forth. So it's good to see these gals and guys come up. Brian Pillman's there, Alexis King, all that stuff. So NXT, okay. But, you know, they use a smaller ring. It's no secret there that it's a developmental territory. Ratings are they're okay. But nonetheless, it is NXT. So moving on. Wednesday, of course, was the big night. As we all know, the worst kept secret in professional wrestling surfaced, and yes, Mercedes Moné is now All Elite. Now, a lot of people had good things to say. A lot of people had bad things to say. I'm like split down the middle. I know I've said a lot on the 30 this week, and my opinions, you know, Sasha Banks is in a prime of her career. She's 32 years old. She's pretty much done it all. She's main evented pay-per-views, obviously with the WWE, but she refused to name them that night. Though she did mention Massachusetts wrestling outfit Chaotic, the indie dependent up there, Chaotic Wrestling, where she got her start. So that was kind of neat. But, you know, she was in Boston, hometown. I got some videos from friends back home. The crowd wasn't as loud as you'd think it was on TV. They had the CEO thing blaring through the speakers and stuff. And course, her awkward dance moves for the next 2.5-3 minutes, which seemed like an eternity. Then she cut a promo, which was good. But, you know, where do we go from here now? Okay, it was all about the hype for the last 2 months. But where do we seriously go from here, folks? She's all elite. That's great. She's going to take on Willow next, which is kind of a rematch from April of 2023, I do believe, when she broke her ankle and lost the Japanese strong women's division title to her. So that's all fine and dandy. But like, again, I said again, where do we go from here? She's going to be battling a locker room, which she's pretty much wrestled a majority of because they're all ex-WWE personnel. So it's not like we're going to see the match of the year anytime soon. But I just hope Tony Khan, for $4.5-5 million a year, I hope he's going to get his money worth, because the CEO, if she doesn't work out, this whole big business thing, well, it's going to be a big bust. So I hate to say it, but, you know, it's great. Mercedes Moné back on U.S. soil, back in front of the television cameras and all that. But that leads me to my question of the week, folks. And you can let me know. You can message me here, Joe Waterday Lowry. Question of the week. Will Mercedes Moné make an impact in AEW? I don't know. Time will tell. It's a 4 or 5 year deal, $4.5-5 million. I hope to God she makes an impact, but will she make an impact in AEW? That time will tell. Only time will tell. And the chat's already lighting up with that. Maria Davis, welcome. Baby Kicks, welcome. Jason, thanks everybody for tuning in. Beth, you're there. Love it. Benny saw you in the chat. Maria says, let's see how long she will last. The ankle is going to be. Yeah, I agree, Maria. The ankle. She hasn't wrestled a legitimate match. Sure, she's been working out, but that's different. When you're in a match and you're on live TV and all that stuff, it's a little different in the ring. So question of the week, let me know. You can Facebook message me at Joe. What a Day with Joe Lowry on that one. So I greatly appreciate that. There are some comments coming in on the Facebook side of things. Chuck was at the St. Patrick's Day breakfast with all the politicians today. Yep, I heard there was some fun time. I heard there was a protest out front too. Those North End restaurant people are going at it. Yep, Chuck says she's horrible on the mic. And where has Britt Baker been? Well, she's Baker's been out with a back injury. She's due to come back any moment now. It's Tony Khan dropped a tease right before Mercedes Moné was debuting on Dynamite. So everyone thought that might have been the actual surprise, but it wasn't. But Britt Baker is due back real soon. All right, moving on here. In case you haven't heard the news, Darby Allin, yes, that daredevil, the resident daredevil of AEW, is officially injured. You know, he was written off AEW television this past week, but unfortunately, he really is off television now because he broke his foot in a match with Jay White. Yeah, three fractures there. You can see right in the middle of his foot. He was planning to climb Mount Everest in the next few weeks, but that has been put off until next year. So Darby Allin was getting some time off for an injury storyline angle, but now it's real. He's really injured. So he is going to be out for a few weeks at least with that broken foot. And people are still commenting on the ridiculous, insane spot he did with the glass a couple weeks ago at Revolution, which to me was just absolutely insane all the way. So what else is going on? In case you haven't heard, Miro and Lana. That's right. CJ Perry, a.k.a. Lana and Miro. They split up. Yeah, 7 years married together. They are now done. That was announced on Wednesday, I do believe. Of course, AEW Day. Everything drops that day. So anyways, CJ Perry went on to Twitter, or what do they call it, X now, and says that every time she gets on social media, her mental health is affected. Well, there's an easy question. There's an easy answer for that question. It's basically stay off social media then if it's going to be bothering you like that. I wouldn't be exactly taking it to social media. And I've also heard that Miro has gone back to Bulgaria. He is recuperating from a back injury. So he's kind of off AEW television. He's still under contract and so forth, but he is off television. So what I heard, he is back in Bulgaria. They have been split. TMZ actually broke the story, and they actually said that they've been split up since last year. So that was kind of that's the shocking part of it. You know, you understand the split, things happen, divorce, all that stuff, but to be split up for that much, because they put on a whole different image when they're on social media. But nonetheless, in case you didn't hear about this one, Brock Lesnar returned to the active roster page of WWE.com. Everyone said he was totally eliminated from the page. He really wasn't. He was on the alumni section. And what happened was he basically was taken off the active roster page when this whole thing with the Janelle Grant lawsuit came down. He still has not been named, but there is a UFC heavyweight champion that has been named. More on that later. But My question this week on the 30 on my show, What a Day with Joe Lowry, that's seen Wednesday nights. You know, now that he's back on the roster page and there is some movement backstage with him, not saying he's coming back to WrestleMania or be on to wrestle, but maybe they're just putting their ducks in a row because he may be the one to induct Paul Heyman into the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame. Now, we've had a lot of discussion on this, especially Thursday night with Jimmy Farrell coming on. He thinks CM Punk's going to be the guy, but I think if Brock Lesnar is not the guy, CM Punk will most likely be that person. But I have a feeling that the WWE is going to try and spice things up for a very lackluster class. And when I say lackluster, don't get me wrong, these guys are all Hall of Fame material, but are they Hall of Fame material now? Outside of Paul Heyman, I understand he's a headliner. He's turned down the Hall of Fame accolades for a while now. So since it's in Philadelphia this year, why not? Home of ECW. You got Muhammad Ali going in, Thunderbolt Patterson, Bull Nakano, US Express. A lot of people have taken to social media and everywhere else saying they're just plain disappointed with this class. I mean, where's Cyndi Lauper? Where's Ivan Koloff? That's right. I was waiting for someone to pop up that in the chat. Where is Ivan Koloff? What's going on with him? Tony Garea, Rick Martel. The list is endless for people that really could be ahead of these guys. Barry Windham, Mike Rotunda, that it's awesome that they're going in. Barry Windham's already in there as part of the Four Horsemen. Mike Rotunda now going in, which leads to speculation that since a Rotunda family member is going in, hopefully his son will get a posthumously nod as well for that. So anyways, there's your current up to the minute, unless something's happened in the last 15 minutes. That is so far your current Hall of Fame, which airs the Friday after SmackDown. Friday night after SmackDown, it's going to be on the Peacock Network. So if you get Peacock, tune into that. All right, so what else is going on? Then we hit Thursday, the 30. Congratulations, Dan the Man, Sebastiano. That's right. Dan is the new the 30 champ, dethroning the player. Player had a two-week reign going for number three. Then there was some production difficulties on Monty and the Pharaoh's studio there. So we had a special guest that we tore it up for almost 2.5-3 hours after the show with Jimmy Farrow coming on. It was great it's our first time me and Jimmy have actually shared these a podcast together. So it's kind of neat. Big fan of Jimmy's. He's great. Told us all about his basement, everything he loves. I talked about bowling. We talked about everything. It was a good time. I sat my butt in this chair for 3 hours. And boy, I got to tell you, it's a long time. I didn't take a break. I didn't take one break. I was drinking water and everything. But I got to tell you, when we shut the show down after 3 hours, I ran and had to go to the bathroom. That's right, folks. A lot of water was drunk there that night. So anyways, congratulations, Dan Sebastiano. You can catch the 30 every Thursday night. Following that actually preludes the Monty and the Pharaoh show we're on right before then. So you can kick off your Thursday nights with wrestling's hottest game show, the 30. That's right. So speaking of Monty and them, they had Chuck Palumbo on this week. If you haven't checked them out, you can go ahead over on the Monty and the Pharaoh YouTube channel, which you're all obviously on now. Monty had a great interview. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I definitely would check that out. He talks about saving a woman's life, the origination of Billy and Chuck. And just a really, and the McMahon family, talks about the McMahon family, very down to earth guy, very easygoing, good stuff there with Mike and Monty and them doing the honors with Chuck Palumbo. Good stuff. All right. So in case you haven't heard this one, Becky Lynch's book out, it's called Becky Lynch, the Man, Not Your Average Girl by Rebecca Quinn. And I guess she put in a picture of Seth and her in a very, it was a risque picture off to the right there, as you can see. Yeah, making use of those replica titles, I guess, because I don't know how long ago this was. It's got to be a few years. She had Becky Two Belts then, right? So I guess before Logan Paul did it, Rebecca and her husband, Mr. Seth Rollins, well, they did the same thing there. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I guess that's what you do in your free time when you're in a hotel room, just killing time. Just put on the belts and take a photo. Why not, right? But anyways, she thought Seth was going to be upset over the photo. He wasn't. He laughed it off. But she said something to the effect that I thought I told him, but maybe that was just myself inside my head telling him that I told him. So we've all been there. I get it. But nonetheless, cute stuff there. And then that leads us over to Friday. That's right. As we all know by now, The Rock showed up. And of course, he sang and he mentioned his fanny pack and he mentioned the man being more popular than Seth. And he showed photos of Cody Rhodes. A lot of opinions on this one. The Rock has lit up the internet again. This is actually his final time on live TV until WrestleMania. He's not booked for any shows after this. If he is, it's brand new because he was booked for 3 SmackDowns and that's it. I'm shocked that he hasn't made an appearance on Raw. I thought he would give the Raw fans something to look forward to, but I guess not. Nonetheless, he sang a song, called out Cody's mom, said he's going to whoop his butt. He has his own belt. He did swear. He mentioned drunken horniness, and that lit up the internet saying there are now wrestlers and sports entertainers backstage who are kind of upset that Rock gets the leeway that he does, and they don't. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. And think about it. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to open up the gates for him, why not everybody else? I can only see what happens if that did happen. But, you know, hey, The Rock is on the board. Don't forget, folks, he's kind of your boss, so to speak, when you think about it. That's what he's billing himself now as, the final boss. Well, I don't know. A lot of questions remain with this. Was he still in heel form? He came out alone, no bloodline in tow. He had more cheers than boos. The only time he was booed is when he mentioned Cody. He played the role, but I got the feeling that the old double cross is going to take place. I called this back when he shook Cody Rhodes' hand and said, "Let me take it from here." When The Rock stepped in to face Roman Reigns, and then they switched it up again. I think this is all set up. I think he's going to pull the Mike Tyson in WrestleMania 14. When you thought Mike Tyson was with DX, he really was with Stone Cold. I think that's what that all comes down to nonetheless. So I think that's where that's heading. But nonetheless, the internet on fire again. Ratings still not moving on any of the shows with The Rock being on there. I think they averaged 2.6 million, 2.7. The final numbers come out on Monday, or probably Tuesday at this point. Monday afternoon. But I don't think he's really moving the needle that much. Not as much as they want. Social media-wise, he is. I mean, he's getting more views on social media, which is the case. But, you know, that's what The Rock's doing. He's generating interest and doing all that stuff. So let's go to the chat real quick, see what else is going on here. Baby Cake says, agree, if Brock is back for limited, then Hall of Fame gig should be booked. That's right. Good stuff there. Jason mentioned Miss Elizabeth. Exactly. That brings up another one. There was another article I read today. Where's China? Why isn't China in there? I mean, I just think as a singles competitor, intercontinental champion, the only female intercontinental champion, why is she not in there? I just don't know. There's a lot of things here. Let me see here. Yeah, more comments. I feel like we waited so long for very little. It is true. I think we're talking about Mercedes Moné there. I think so too. Not a big fan of Tony Khan's bookings. I don't think he's getting his money's worth. I don't know if he's getting his money's worth with Mercedes Moné. The ratings didn't move as much. I think they average overall was only 800,000 viewers. They're saying her segment alone was 1 million, but as soon as she left, they turned AEW off. The trick is to rope these viewers in to keep them there. So if that's going to tell you something, then you can't have 2 hours full of Mercedes Moné, even though they threw her in at the last minute, punching out Sky Blue and taking on Julie Hart and rescuing Willow and all that stuff. You know, this is not good booking when that happens. I have a huge card coming up this week in Toronto. I know Adam and Adam Copeland and Christian Cage are going at it in Toronto. Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo taking on Mariah May and Tony Storm. That's going to be good. And Chris Jericho's taking on Hook. And I do believe there's another big match. I'm sorry. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. But I don't know if that's going to be a move or not. And they also said we're going to hear from Mercedes Moné again. We just heard from her this week. I think hearing from her is one thing. Let's see what she can do in the ring and get that out of the way. We'll be much more ratings savvy for that. I don't know. Anyways, great show with Chuck. Yeah. The Chuck and Billy. I was there for a couple of their matches. I thought that was a great gimmick. Chuck and Billy. Billy and Chuck, if nobody remembers that in the Attitude Era, or kind of like towards the end of the Attitude Era, it was risque for its time. They were crossing over. It was a pretty tricky booking back then, but nonetheless, it was kind of neat. So anyways, what else is going on here? The Raw recap, that's pretty much everything that's happening. There is a show alert to tell you about. Tomorrow night's True Crime, I think, may be preempted or might be postponed for a week due to production situation. So be on the lookout for that. Tuesday's Dan and Benny in the Ring. The guest is scheduled to be Frankie Lancaster of World Class Championship Wrestling fame. You want to tune into that. And, of course, we got the 30 and everything else there. And I think I'm pretty much all caught up with this ridiculous recap. Again, my question of the week, let me all know. You can message me at What A Day with Joe Lowry. Question of the week, will Mercedes Moné make an impact in AEW? That's going to be the big thing. Will she make an impact? I know we spent some time on this tonight, but I don't know. At this point, if the cat's out of the bag now, the worst kept secret is out of the bag. It's over. She's here. Now what? You know, I mean, if you really want her to make an impact, she should have just taken the strap off Toni Storm in 2 seconds, and then we could have some real controversy we can talk about, you know, and all that stuff. But I don't know. You tell me. What are your thoughts? Will Mercedes Moné make an impact in AEW? That's right. Real quick, Rebecca Quinn, a.k.a. Becky Lynch, did visit the White House today with the Irish Prime Minister. She was invited. We're still waiting for photos to come out of that. Not sure if that's going to happen today or tomorrow, but usually the White House and all that stuff, they take a few minutes to put that stuff out there. So if she was, in fact, with the president today, with the Irish Prime Minister, and there's a photo op, we will get that to you as soon as we can. That's right. Benny says true crime will be on March 24th with the Menendez brothers. Okay, so there is no true crime tomorrow. It'll be the following week. Well, March is flying by. I got to tell you, it's already March 17th. It's going to be April before you know it. Then it's going to be May, and then we're going to be sweating our butts off putting the ACs on. By the way, the weather here in beautiful Southern Iowa, we had 70 degrees the other day. We had snow flurries this morning at the high right now. It looks like it's under 30 degrees, 28 degrees, I think. 32, but it feels colder. Yeah, that's the weather we've been having. But 60s on Tuesday, again, return. So the rest of the region, I don't know what's going on. I do know that a lot of the New England weather comes from here, but it gets all screwed up with the jet stream and the coast. So, but nonetheless, so hopefully some warmer weather will be coming our way to get up there as well. And I know if you head over to Monty the Pharaoh, I had a good time this weekend at the big event in Long Island. I saw some pictures of Sky Blue with Michael. You took a picture with Sky Blue. I didn't see any videos of Hey Joe, What a Day. We needed some of that. You got to get the word. It's a thing, you know. Everyone likes to say Hey Joe, What a Day. I was at a concert last night. Divas 3 was in town. Miss South Carolina and the girl who starred on NBC's Law and Order. Her name is Crystal Alicia Garrett. You can Google her. She is a star and she's a singer. She's from Vegas. She was part of the act. We did a great video together. Hey Joe, What a Day. You can see that on my Facebook page at What a Day with Joe Lowry on Facebook. All right, folks. So we are all pretty much all caught up, I think, here for the week. Let me see anything else going on here. Mary Jo Adams De La Cruz says hi. Yes. Hello, Mary Jo. Thank you for tuning in to the Ridiculous Recap Show. By the way, this show is brand new, so we're going to be adding more stuff. I got some good stuff coming on the pike. I just wanted to get a feel for a Sunday night, get some rhythm going here on Sunday night. I feel there's an audience for that. I think if people who don't usually watch wrestling and don't catch up with some of the shows until the weekend, you can bop on here on Sunday nights and check out What a Day, Joe's Ridiculous Recap. We'll cover everything in the world of professional wrestling, all the big news. I'm not going to cover every single small thing. I'm not going to cover rumors. I'm not going to cover stuff that's just not, there's no proof, you know, burden of proof and that type of stuff. I like to get my sources down and all that stuff. So if there's a legitimate story going on in the world of professional wrestling, I am on it. And of course, I will take your questions, comments, feedback, and all that good stuff. As much as I can, you can just comment me or message me on my Facebook, or you can email me at joewhatadaylowry@gmail.com. Everything's on my Facebook page, so go check that out. I try to post as much as I can, wrestling, whatever's going on. It's like right now we are on the lookout for that, Becky Lynch, White House photo op. So hopefully as soon as we get that, we'll get that to you. But nonetheless, so what else is coming up this week? Tomorrow night, nothing for true crime. The 30, my show Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll be catching you up on the latest and all sorts of entertainment genre stuff going on here. I like to mix it up a bit. It'll be some wrestling stuff, but I like to put everything in a big bubble and just give it. It's because What a Day is exactly what it is. What a day, whether it's happy, sad, mad, glad, whatever. It involves everything. So What a Day it is. You can tune that in Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time, right here on Monty and the Pharaoh YouTube channel. Thursday, the 30 kicks off. I'm not sure what guests we have lined up. I haven't seen a guest list this week for Monty and the Pharaoh, but they're every Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 o'clock. You got to check them out. They have great guests on there and so forth. I'm sure they're going to have some big stories from the big event that they were just at this past weekend. Wrestling Remembered comes at you Friday nights at, I do believe, 7:30, right? 6:30, 7:30 Eastern time. Yeah, see, I'm all messed up with the hour change. I'm in Southern Iowa. I'm an hour behind. So it's kind of weird. Whatever time it is back east, I got to subtract an hour. And I still kind of live off East Coast time anyways because I still watch my sports down here. So, and by the way, speaking of sports, NCAA selection Sunday is underway. I know the men's brackets have just been announced, and I do believe the women's are currently underway, or they just revealed them. So we'll have to see where Caitlin Clark and Iowa is going to play first. I know they were coming in as the number 2 team in the nation. So be on the lookout for that as well. I'm sure I'll recap that on my What A Day show on Wednesday and Wrestling Remembered on Friday. So check that out. And whatever happens, comes down the pike, I'll have my, Raw recap will be Tuesday morning. So if you don't feel like watching 3 hours of Raw, or if you just want me to do it for you, I can. And I do it all in under 2 minutes. It's the fastest recap show you'll ever see, the Raw Recap Tuesday. So anyways, that's going to do for me, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to this inaugural edition of the Ridiculous Recap Show. I'll see you guys next week, and I'll see you throughout the week here on Monty and the Pharaoh YouTube channel. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good night.